This is a message for our hearts tonight and help us out. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Listen to this. Revelation 21, verse 5. Father, we pray you would bless the thoughts and our attention tonight. Minister to us where we're living, where we're living, where we're living in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Revelation 21, verse 5. He that sat upon the throne said, let's say it together, behold, I make all things new. Who? I make all things new. How new? More new than you could ever imagine. The newest world without, the previous verse is, without death, no sorrow, no crying, neither shall be any more pain. Anybody in pain here tonight? Say to your neighbor, I'm in pain tonight. Are you in pain tonight? Hallelujah. And I make all things new. There's no more pain. No more death. No more police cars. No more hospitals, EKGs, scan machines, PET scans, MRIs. No more cancer medications. No more institutions for correction and delinquency. Most of us came out of those places. Look at verse 4. It says in the end, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Come on. Is this real? Is it coming? Is it real? Look at these three words, creation. With my brother-in-law here, Pastor Phil Norman, it's great to have my mom here tonight, 96 years old, ready to take on the world. Okay, and Pastor Phil and I and a group of guys, we went out 33 miles off the shore of Maryland, tuna fishing. We caught 4 or 5 tuna fish. One was 90 pounds. It was laying on the deck of the boat. And I just got down and I laid next to it. And I just studied it. And just, it was a torpedo with fins on it. It was beautiful. First word, creation. 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 Did God make it? Who is God? Psalm 19. It speaks to us. These messages in creation. Fish, animals, insects, cosmos. Creation. Look at your hand. Creation. Look in the mirror. Look at a child. A newborn baby. Put its little foot against your face. And the face of their skin on their cheeks, and so soft. Creation. Is it real? Is it real? Is this reality? It's creation. Number two, incarnation. I studied it last night for 2 hours. I didn't move. I read. I've studied it. I've thought about it. It's not a long time, but my heart is burning. The incarnation, that God Almighty would become a man, 100% man, 100% God. I know the topic, I know the subject, because we've been studying it for all the years of our Christian life. But I cannot get over it. I am amazed by it. I can't believe it. A tuna fish is amazing. The incarnation is more amazing. A human being is amazing. The incarnation is incredible. That Gabriel said to Mary, that holy thing that shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. Wow. Number three, resurrection. Christ died and was cold, dead, 100% gone, finished, dead man, a man dead, tortured, murdered, hung on a cross, dead, 100%, raised from the dead, 100%. Raised from the dead, Christ raised from the dead. These are things that we all know and understand in our confession and in our creed and in our Bible and in our study. But these are things that are profound. And so is that verse 21, verse 5. The day is coming. He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." I think it means something like something number four, all things, all of the universe is new, and there is no more laws that we see now. There's something transcendental, something beyond us, something in the spirit, something where the cosmos becomes glorified, like Jesus' human body is glorified, so the whole universe will be changed. And there will be no more death, no more pain, no more sorrow. These things, the former things, are passed away. Is it real? I'd love it if you and I could rejoice in it and say that is real, that is reality, that is something we are looking forward to, that is the reality. How do we know? Because the baby born in Bethlehem was truly the Son of God. That one that hung on the cross was truly the Son of God. And the one that lived and moved here and walked in and out of people's lives with love and words and compassion truly was the Son of God. And he is seated today next to, on the right hand of God. The second point I want to make, I want Pastor Steve Andalonis to come up here with a chair. And I got something to surprise him with from this can. It doesn't look good. He's going to be in trouble here. Okay. Here we go. He's taking his time, isn't he? He's slow moving. Now, remember the sermon Sunday night about sticky stuff? Remember? Okay, here it is. Okay. Could you put that verse back up there, please? He that sat upon the throne. Is it a real throne? Yeah. It's a real throne. He said, "I make all things new. I make everything new." Right now, we have this stuff. We have the sticky stuff. We have life like we know it. Listen to me. I am so much, I love this, I love the church, I love what we think and what we do, and we are coming into the new year. And I am concerned that Christians live like this, and that Christians have problems and troubles in their lives, and they feel burdened and buried and troubled by the sticky stuff that you can't get off. I do. What do you think? Go ahead, talk to your neighbor for a minute about it. I'll go on further, but go ahead. What is he saying? What's Pastor Schaller saying? What's he talking about? I missed. I fell asleep. Yeah, you're staying there. He goes, am I staying here? Yeah, you're there. Okay. You know, do you remember, let's go to some Bible stories. Remember when Adam and Eve, when they sinned in the garden and they ran away from God? Do you think there were some people in the play tonight, some parents or relatives that were sitting here in the play tonight, that are kind of running away, hiding? They're afraid of church. They're afraid of a message. They're afraid of the people in the church. They could be afraid of God. Because this is what happens. I am not as good as you are. I've got this stuff all over me. Let's bury him. You know, I'm not like you people. I don't know. You got, you know, what you got, but I am afraid of God. I'm afraid of this Christianity. I'm afraid of the Bible. I'm afraid of a commitment. I'm afraid of, I don't know what you're talking about. I love it that my kids are up here, and I love it that they're in a school like this, and I hope they become godly people. But I don't know about me. Actually, I don't want to talk about it. And we say, like Samson, like Adam and Eve, hiding from God. And like Samson with Delilah, losing his strength. And he said, I'll shake myself like I have done before. Go ahead, Pastor. Shake myself. But he couldn't get free. Hey, don't do that. Don't even think about it. Not going there. Not even think about it. You know, this is the world we live in. But I'm trying to say something. If you go to this verse, not only is the day coming when there'll be no more of this stuff, it'll be powerful. It'll be free. It'll be joyful. It'll be purpose. It'll be clean. No lie. No deception. No pain. No heart, broken heart. But now we have a life that we have to manage. And I just want to say, and this is the closing part, I just want to say that we have to learn how to live. Because these roots, this silly string or whatever it's called, it's on me and it gets in me and it gets rooted in me, and my disappointment becomes my life. And the hatred I feel in my emotions becomes the roots of my life. And I have hatred in my life. And I talk from a heart that is bitter and angry because of what has happened in my life. And I'll say, and then we'll say, yeah, God did this to me. You know what I mean? We'll say, I hope you're going to be okay. Wow, this is fun. You want to give it a try? Hey, you know, I want to say, no. You cannot let that outside stuff affect you internally and get the roots of hatred or root of disappointment, a failure, deep thing that becomes your life. That's why you come here. And it's our prayer. And we're coming into the new year. And you know what the world does in the new year? They do their best to kind of clean this up. Actually, it comes off easy in this case. And they say, I'm going to press the reset button. But the roots are, You can cut it down and get cleaned up, but the roots bring it back. The roots that we have, behold, I make all things new. Not only is that day coming in the universe, but it has come already in your life through Christ. I'm not afraid of God anymore. Where is God? I must be with God. I want to be with God. Those are the new roots in my life. Yes, this, how does this go? This happens to everybody, doesn't it? It happens to everybody. My wife just bought me this new shirt. It happens, but it can't get a hold of you and I. If we organize our schedule so I show up in the church, I organize the priorities of my life so that I realize what is important. I'd make decisions about friends and who I can hang out with that will edify me in my inner man. Because this whole world is like filled with stuff like this, isn't it? But that's all. That's what I wanted to say. I think you got the message. It's awesome. The Holy Spirit is the one that will teach you. This word is what speaks to you. And the word is able to build you up in your inner man. And when these things happen in life, you're able to walk through them. I leap over a troop. I run through a troop. I leap over a wall. Our theme at New Year's, and we are going to have a great New Year's service here from 8 o'clock in the evening until midnight, and we'll do the countdown, and we'll have a good time, and bring your friends and relatives and say, do you know that some believers are on the border? I will go out and drink with my friends, or I will go to Greater Grace New Year's. I will go out and do what I party with, or I will go, or I will stay home. Or I will go out, I will go and be with people that are talking about deep things and important things, and at the same time having a good time together. That'll be New Year's. So that'll be fun. That'll be great. Plan on it. Put it in your schedule. This guy, man, don't we love him? We hope he's going to be okay. The warning is, whatever, what is this stuff anyway? Gossip, speech, losing a job, broken heart, some kind of addiction that I think is going to, and it's who I am, and all of this is all kind of internalized into my root system, and this is who I am. No, it's got to change, and it has. Because Christ came into your life. Feed it. Grow in it. Make disciples based on it. Walk in faith. Learn about prayer. Learn about worship. Learn about fellowship. Have new friends. Raise your family. Our theme for New Year's is, the Lord is my keeper, and he does not slumber or sleep. Therefore, we can be keepers of our family, keepers of our future, keepers of our lives, keepers of life as God wants us to live it by his grace. Okay? Amen. Would you pray with me? Let's help Pastor Steve out. There we go. Oh, no, John Nielsen. Oh, boy. It's a disaster up here. Okay? Would you pray with me, please? Lord Jesus, this is sacred. You created the universe and you came. You were incarnated. And when we take another look at that incarnation, we are in awe. We cannot believe it. It must mean so much. And we want to tap into what it means. even when life is crazy. We want to tap into who you are and know you. And then out of our new root system, we speak grace. We learn how to live in love. We learn how to minister. We learn how to forgive. The Lord. Our church is a fellowship in the new life. It's a fellowship in truth. It's a place of personal edification. The Spirit, the anointing of God building us up in our new man. And when you say, "Behold, I make all things new," we believe you. That day is coming. The total transformation, but before that day comes, it happens in us. In us. It's here now. In us. It's in us. It's here now. In us. Jesus. We hear it. We believe it. We embrace it. We rejoice in it. We feel it. We think about it. We anticipate it. And when we hurt, the hurt is real, but the roots are also real. And the Comforter is real. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Church of Christ, I cannot forsake it. I am baptized into it. I can't cut my arm off and be healthy. I need to be in it. I'm in it. I'm baptized into the body. I'm not a respecter of persons. Young people can be with old people. Old people can be with young people. White people can be with colored people or Chinese people or whatever it might be, educated or uneducated, foreigners or immigrants or people who speak English who don't speak English. We are in the body of Christ. We are born again into the kingdom of God, for God was incarnated in Christ. Jesus, Lord, we have hope. There are all of us struggle with the string, the stuff, the mess, the sticky stuff. It seems we can't get rid of it, but the roots are the important thing. If the roots are healthy and the roots are growing, then the sticky stuff goes away. If the roots are alive, if there's life, there's life. If God is here, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Jesus said, "Do not fear. Fear not. I have overcome the world." Yes, Lord. Give us a hunger for our Bible in a personal and spiritual way. Give us a hunger for love and service. Give us a hunger for the new and the renewed. Give us life in Jesus' name. And anyone here who is not a believer, come to Jesus as you are tonight. Come to Jesus Christ tonight by faith. Believe in him. Father, for the city of Baltimore, there is all this stuff around everywhere. We see it, but the roots, the message, the grace, the living Christ, the answer, the living God. We must be very bold in it, very confident in it, and believing it and embracing it. Bring it into our job. Bring it wherever we go, into our families. We're going to keep the garden. We are keepers of the garden. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone here accepting Christ for the first time tonight, would you raise your hand if you're accepting Christ for the first time tonight, you're believing in Jesus personally, would you just raise your hand here in the audience, say yes to Jesus, anyone at all, not to embarrass you, but to encourage you, anyone at all, raise your hand, say yes to Jesus, and the ushers will give you a booklet. Okay, anyone at all? Yes, okay. God bless you.